Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 7th chapter. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." And he came up and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him spread throughout the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, let us consider our Lord, whose body and blood is the medicine of immortality and the antidote which prevents us from dying. Coming down the road in Nain, we see death in its full flower. The weeping, the sadness, and the fear are palpable. The wages of sin have never been more evident as they were that day. Here we see something we don't like to talk about: death with all of its emptiness. The young man has no breath, no vitality, no color at all. His mother's life is coming apart at the seams, for she is a widow and is now utterly alone in a world that will not help her. Grief and the terror of the grave are in full attendance. Her sorrow confines her in a narrow chamber of despair. There is a procession coming out of Nain, coming out of the gate. It meets another group that is coming by. Normally, when we come across a funeral procession, we step aside to show honor. This group, with Jesus at his head, fresh from marveling at the centurion's faith and healing his servant, this great crowd meets the grieving crowd, but Jesus doesn't step aside. He doesn't let them pass. The Lord sees the widow, and having compassion on her, says to her something you should never say: "Do not weep." And then, oddly, he steps up and touches the coffin, and the bearers stop. Who does something like that? Who intrudes upon a great grief like this? Who dares? But with a simple word to the dead, he simply says, "Young man, I say to you, rise up." And those dead ears hear. The Creator has enlivened them, and the young man, once dead, sits up and begins speaking to everyone around him as if it's the most natural thing in the world to do. And his mother's tears, hardly dry from the grief, must have wet her face again. She has been delivered from the confines of her despair. The virgin son has become a sponge for her tears. He is the life for the death of her son. Do we not often sit plunged in the confines of despair? Our sin and the sin of those around us, the sin roiling and bubbling in this world, certainly causes us to despair of seeing anything good. Our besetting sins of pride and sloth, lust, greed, despair, and everything else that attends them cause us to lose any hope of being holy and acceptable to the Lord. There seems to be no escape. We despair of help for our sins. But Jesus knows our frail state. His mercy is plenteous and ever flows toward us poor sinners. He has compassion. He speaks words of comfort. He says, "Don't be afraid." He says, "I am the book of life. I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Receive my life upon your forehead and over your heart. Your sins are washed away. I bring you back to life refreshed, chattering, if you will. Is this not the beating heart of Christianity? It is what pulses in our ears today. Jesus raises the dead. He replaces dread with joy. The breeze of the last day wafts in our noses today, and it caresses our ears. Jesus puts pallbearers out of a job, and he has compassion on sinners, on you. If you are attacked by your sins, if you lay awake at night chewing on your past, if you are anxious for comfort, if dread and its confines press on you with all that happens around you, remember this happy day and name. Keep in mind that he who raised the dead is the one who died on the cross to take away your guilt and your shame. Look to Jesus for your help and your joy. You have been baptized into his death and his resurrection. What is his has become yours in all its fullness. If sadness and the trials of life press on you, if grief continues to course its way through your heart and down your cheeks, know and believe that Jesus brings comfort to you. He alone can dry your tears, just as he dried the tears of the widow of Nain. He speaks to you with the same word of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Receive my life, he says, my joy, my peace. Eat my body and drink my blood. Do you fear disease and death? Listen to Jesus. See there compassion for you. And see there that he gently presses his gifts into your hand. If you are frightened of death, and don't pretend that you're not. If you still weep at the grave of your loved ones, listen to Jesus speak at Nain. Hear the words of Jesus as he speaks tenderly and compassionately to those grieving sinners. And as certainly as the widow that night ate and drank at the supper table with her son, you will again eat and drink with those who have died in the Christian faith. The blessed morning is coming when he will raise all the dead, and he will say to his own, "Weep no more, for you will have no more sorrow, no more tears, no more lamentations. I am the first and the last. I am the ever-living one. Come to the place that I have prepared for you. Come and enjoy your Father's happiness." Lift up your hearts, dear Christians. Hear your Lord Christ when he bids you to not be afraid, to not weep without hope. Hear him as he declares to you, "I have overcome the world. All those scoffers, all those liars, all those fear-inducing things out there, I have overcome them. I have overcome your ancient foe. Your sin is put into the grave with my death, and I have risen from the dead and left it there, never to die again. And you are baptized into me, and I have set your feet into a broad place. You are no longer confined in fear and despair. Do not be afraid." This is your comfort, your joy, and your hope. Jesus, who raised the widow's son, is your Savior. You are forgiven by his shed blood, and he who forgives is he who heals, who restores, who comforts, who enlivens, and yes, raises the dead from the grave. This is the one who has had compassion on you. Jesus has given you the victory. Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.